Exclusive, Representative Scott Perry, Biden Infrastructure Plan Would Create Soviet-Style American Economy. By Robert Krajicek on April 12, 2021. President Joe Biden's American Jobs Plan, marketed as an infrastructure proposal by Democrats, would create a Soviet-style economy if enacted as law. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Perry said the Biden administration's proposal to spend $10 billion to create a civilian climate corps and $20 billion to advance racial equity and environmental justice do not qualify as infrastructure. This is not infrastructure, he determined. This is the same bait and switch that the Democrats always do when the current definition of theft or malfeasance doesn't sit well with the American people, and so they just change the definition. In this case, most Americans support infrastructure investment and spending. He added, the Biden administration is not interested in infrastructure, either. This is all forcing us into an economy and a lifestyle that the liberals demand that we accept and embrace, even though we don't want to. This is more of them governing it against the will of the American people. Listen. Democrats and their political allies are deceptively marketing the American Jobs Plan as infrastructure, Perry noted. Of course, they're calling it infrastructure, because when most people hear infrastructure, they think, rightly so, of things made of concrete and steel and those type of things. Perry warned China would be a beneficiary of the American Jobs Plan, if implemented. Polack noted the Biden administration's push for government support of electric vehicles would increase American dependence on Chinese production of rare earth minerals. We need materials for electric cars that China has a lock on, Polack remarked, and we don't have the batteries yet being produced in this country to meet the demand the Biden administration is talking about. So when you force people or push people to go electric, you're going to be helping China. We can't produce all of those materials for those cars here, now. He added, this seems to be exactly what the Chinese Communist Party would have wanted. It's going to require us to import all these things. And, set American manufacturing workers aside in favor of Chinese producers. Perry responded, all this battery technology and all of its supply chain all leads right back to China. And furthermore, unfortunately, child labor and slave labor, whether it's slave labor itself in China or whether it's the child slave labor happening in the cobalt mines in Africa that are run by the Chinese. China's supply chain encompasses almost all the global supply of rare earth minerals, he added. Now, I will tell you they're not rare, but for the fact that in America, because of the laws and regulations, especially environmental regulations, we don't mine them. We're not allowed to get them and it's too cost prohibitive. So not only do we have to go to China to get this stuff, but it puts our workers but keeps our workers out of business. So-called green energy policies, Perry noted, undermine American energy production. We're shutting down baseload power that's made by fossil fuel sources, and it's making the cost of energy go up, Perry remarked. You saw what happened in Texas and California. What happens on a regular basis because of mismanagement and requirements for renewable energy production. China is a global leader of green energy products, Perry noted. All that green new energy production, that stuff all comes from China. So the Chinese are very happy about all this, because we're going to overload the grid. At the same, simultaneously, we're going to imperil the grid and make it less capable to withstand not only what it does now, but what's coming to it as a function of this requirement. And by the way, what we do have to buy is all coming from China. Perry concluded, it's literally paying the people that are going to hang you to make the noose. That's exactly what America is doing right now based on liberal policies regarding energy. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.